You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Bertrand Ntungandami on NITV Radio, and my guest is Kirk Page, movement director of an upcoming groundbreaking show called Dogged, described as a startling Australian Gothic play by Griffin Theatre Company in association with Force Majeure. Kirk has worked in film, television and theatre as movement consultant and director on ABC's My Place, Red Fun Now, Brand New Day. He also worked on Melbourne Commonwealth Games opening ceremony, and that's just to name a few of the works in Kirk Page's illustrious career. Welcome to NITV Radio, Kirk.
Hi, Bertrand. Thanks for having me.
Now, Dogged is described as a prowl of prose, movement, poetry, visual art, all bound together with a tough and steely core. You're tasked with putting this in movement.
Yes. It's a really incredible new work written by Gunai Kurnai playwright, Andrea James and Catherine Ryan. The work is currently in rehearsal at the Griffin Theatre Company. It's complex, I guess, in the subject matter that it's approaching and the storytelling through which you experience the story through the brilliant actors, Blaisey Best, who plays Woman, that's the character's name, Anthony Yengoyen, who plays a dog, this dog character, and Sandy Greenwood, who's a wonderful actress who plays the role of the dingo. In the play, we get to know the characters. We see Dingo appears first. She's off her territory and she's arrived and she's starving. She's looking for her children. She's lost her pups. And so she's searching. And she arrives on this farm where the woman lives, and she is having her own conflict around the house that, and the farm that she lives on is about to be, you know, she's struggling with making the payments on the family's property. And so she decides that she needs to make some money, and she ends up hunting wild dogs, which she kills the dogs and she skins them. And throughout that region, through that, the Gunai Kurnai region, in the Alpine region of Victoria, kind of the council put out this thing where the wild dogs are actually a problem. And so it's based around this introduced species, which are the wild dogs on, you know, Aboriginal land. So there's all these layers and metaphors. And so we start off with the dingo who's lost, and then we get introduced to the woman who's struggling to make ends meet, and she turns to hunting wild dogs.
Yeah.
And she has her own dog with her, which is a working dog. So there's three actors and two of them playing animals. It's a complex in the approach of the storytelling and having animals' points of view, you know, through the eyes of a human.
Beyond the theatrical side of it, it's said that this play is also about telling a very powerful colonial story, because there's so many layers, but one of the most important one is the colonial aspect.
Through the storytelling of playwriting, or you know, even through film, we get to tell stories from a perspective in a way that, you know, I guess we can educate people, or we can come to understand a perspective a little bit clearer. So, yeah, there is these metaphors that are laid into the work about ownership of land, or the first sort of people of the land, or in this case, the animal. So the animal, the dingo, represents the animal that is of the country and is also an apex predator and has a very interesting reputation and history in this country. Coming from many angles, and there is definitely a layering of our colonial past, and, you know, how do we navigate that, and how do we, you know, heal from that as people who have been impacted by that?
And how do you put that in movement?
My job has been to understand the story and the characters, and so what we've been working on in the last couple of weeks is essentially making these decisions around the actors are not walking around on all fours, because that would be slightly uncomfortable them.
Yeah, for those playing the animals, yeah, that would be really challenging for them.
You know, we've had to think outside of the box. And this is the really exciting thing about the play, is that we get to, you know, make decisions and choices around how do we tell this story and how do we do this convincingly, and also, you know, while paying respect to the writers and the truth of the story. So the animals, we've been working with senses a lot, and the difference between a domesticated working dog and the difference between an animal that its home is in the scrub, in the wild, and as an apex predator, the dingo, it's a very smart creature. So we've been approaching the building of the movement through, I guess, the archetypes of the animal, so the working dog and the dingo. And she's found herself on this farm. She's looking for her children, so she has lost her children. So there's an extreme kind of energy about her. She's starving, and she's found herself in a very dangerous spot, which is very exposed on this farm. So as we've been working through the play, we're looking at the story and how that moves and how these characters relate to one another and the land that they're on. So yeah, and also understanding the skin that they're in and where is home and what is home.
Yeah.
And that means different things to different people.
And it said that the stables will be also completely redesigned, even unrecognizable for those who are used to going to this venue.
Yeah, so the design team has been working really hard, and it's led by Renee Mulder, who is one of the designers, and there's an artist named Peter Wapples Crowe, who's an Aboriginal man who will be doing some stunning visual images on the wharf. The stables is quite a small space. To transform that into, you know, this terrain, it's a big ask. So yeah, the very clever designers and very smart people looking at how to recreate that space. So this is going to be a very exciting thing to see it all up in the space once we move in there in the next sort of 2 weeks.
And what were your other challenges besides putting the animals on scene and make the space you're walking in, which is also a confined space?
So the challenges are around, I guess, placing the actors in that theatre space, because usually you go to a theatre that has a sort of proscenium, sort of black box aspect. So it's kind of like generally in the theatre you'll sit and you'll watch front on, like a film screen or a television, so you're watching front on. But in the SBW Stables Theatre, it's kind of like a kite shape, and there's audience on both sides. We're constantly aware of where the actors are placing themselves and in the movement and the sequences of the scenes that we place them in the space so they're seen, and then they can also be placed in a space so that they're kind of out of scene but still in the space. So that is one of the challenges, and it's really interesting to go, what is it to tell a story on a stage, and what are we're kind of used to seeing that sort of front on point of view. So this has been a great challenge to go, oh, how do we tell this story and make sure that everybody gets, you know, a point of view that's interesting and still gets to see the actors that are brilliant and really hard at work trying to make the work come alive. So that's been one of the challenges.
Yeah, and it's debuting on the 30th of April and running up to until the 5th of June. Are there plans to take this play in other places?
It's always an exciting aspect to think that the play could have another season somewhere else. And I know that the Griffin Theatre has toured their works before. So I reckon there's probably a good chance that it will tour, because I think in this country, audiences and venues are always really interested in programming works, and especially, you know, First Nations works. That's something that us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait artists want to do, is to get our stories in as many venues as we can. So hopefully there is a chance that people interstate can come and see the work. And because it's based on Gunai Kunai country in Victoria, it would be great to take that play to its homeland. That would be a very exciting thing for Andrea James, one of the writers, and Catherine Ryan. I think that would be fantastic if we could take it to other venues. We have to just wait and see, and, you know, COVID and all of those things.
Before I let you go, anything we haven't covered that you must absolutely bring to the attention of our listeners?
You know, the exciting thing about Dogged is that it's a new work. It's been in development for almost 10 years, I think, and it's a collaboration between Gunai Kunai writer Andrea James and Catherine Ryan. It's approaching storytelling in a very different way, and it's also very exciting to have the new artistic director of the Griffin Theatre Company, Declan Green, who is directing the work and is a very clever man. It's going to be very exciting to see how it all comes together once we get into the theatre and we add the lights and the sound to the work, a sound designer, the wonderful artist, Steve Tallman. So he's doing the sound and the composition for the work.
Kirk Page, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward to actually seeing this play tour and enjoy it in other parts of Australia.
Yeah. Thank you, Bertrand.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.